from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Joe Spadoni in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Yay!
I'm out.
Yep.
I lost. I'm out.
Get well soon, Goo. Get well soon.
Goo's favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys. Their owner just compared himself to Patrick Mahomes, I'm saying, on my timeline.
Oh, really?
So there's
wow.
That. Yeah, Jerry Jones is the Patrick Mahomes of owners, I guess. That's how he fused himself.
Huh.
Also, more around training camp.
Sure.
Ja'Marr Chase not practicing for his second straight day. Looks like this situation is not over per Adam Schefter. He wants a new contract. And trouble in Cincinnati, Steiny.
Everybody wants a new contract.
Everyone wants money.
Everybody wants a new contract.
But no one honors them anymore, do they, Steiny?
No, they don't. But that's the NFL's issue. They set it up like this, so.
But we love it, don't we?
I think they do this on purpose so that there is all this crap happening off the field.
All the fines,
exactly.
All this sort of stuff, the holding out, the holding in. Hassan Reddick, he's been placed on the not practice, whatever the hell list that is, not injury related. It's just a lot happening right now.
No doubt.
The Jets, by the way, real quick, we'll get to the 49ers.
Sure.
We'll get back to the Warriors here in a sec. The Jets knew Hassan Reddick, former Philadelphia Eagle, wanted a new contract with them. So they trade for him, and now they're not giving him a new contract? What did they think was going to happen? I don't understand that entire situation. It's very odd. Like, the Eagles got weaker on the defensive line depth, not having Fletcher Cox and Hassan Reddick. But what are the Jets doing, who are the 49ers' week one opponent? Obviously, the Eagles will be one of the top dogs in the NFC, you would think, along with the Lions, the Niners, Rams, whoever else you want to throw in there. But football drama, Stein. I just love it. I can't get enough of it.
I don't hate it. I know that. We're talking about Draymond Green.
Oh, speaking of drama.
And the reason we're talking about Draymond Green is because he was on Jeff Teague's podcast, 520, and he was talking about the Warriors, where they're at right now, where they're going, how to get there. And I want everybody to take a listen to this, because if you're a Warrior fan, I don't know, what crosses your mind when you hear Draymond Green say the following? Because there are branches galore.
Regardless of how uneasy he was last year, mm-hmm. regardless of how bothered he was, we built that organization.
That's a fact.
That organization was the laughing stock of the NBA.
That's a fact, bro.
And so in doing what we've done, there's still a care for the organization. Like, mm-hmm. we was just about to make some trades last week. And I told them straight up, like, yo, that trade helped me. Like, it'll help me right now in my career these last couple years and stuff. But I've always spoke to y'all from a place of what's best for this organization. I won't stop now.
Yeah.
That's a bad trade. Like, don't do that trade. Like, I disagree with it. although it's going to help me right now.
Yeah.
And so what Clay just did, and nobody will give him credit for, what Clay just did is he just relieved this organization of the financial hardships that the organization was starting to face. Right? Yeah. You're still doing for the organization. Yeah, but nobody will say that. Nobody will say him leaving, because they'll only make it about, he was unhappy.
So Clay wanted to stay, but he looked at the Warriors organization and said, you know what? I'm going to help them. I'm going to help the Warriors by going to another team, because I know that, boy, they're in a bind financially. Now, they're just going to say that Clay was not happy. Like, that just hit me there. I glossed over that first part. Boy, what a magnanimous gesture by Clay Thompson. He was actually happy last year and for the last 2 years. He was in a great mood. He wanted to stay here. He was looking for a reason to stay, but he said, you know what, Joe? I'm going to do you a solid and help clean up your financial situation, because you guys are bigger than I am, and I'd rather help you than look out for my own self-interest. What's it, Draymond? What are you talking about? That last part. Hit the pike. Come on.
I think he's speaking out of turn, but that's what Draymond does. The podcaster, hashtag new media. This is what he does. He goes on, speaks his mind, and whether you like it or not, and I saw we threw the tweet out there at 95.7 The Game. You can follow me at @Spadoni_Joe.
Oh.
Thank you. Steiny, I don't think you have a Twitter anymore. That's all right. You're not missing much. Just a cesspool out there. We were talking about it, and we were just saying, you know, does Draymond Green have more sway than Steph Curry? And
right.
You were saying he might because of his voice, because he speaks like there is something to everyone hearing you and then eventually just buying into it, because the more you hear it and we hear it all the time in politics, the narratives, right?
Right.
There's these narratives that you keep building upon. Well, sooner or later you keep hearing it all the time. You might think, oh, maybe he's right. And I think that's what we're getting at with Draymond Green, whether it's true or not. Like these comments, and this is from Anika who responded on Twitter, you're reacting to Draymond's comments because Draymond makes comments publicly. You don't know who says what behind closed doors. And reacting to a serial podcasting is hilarious. Let's use our brains here. Well, he's making the comments, though. That's the thing in all this. Stephen Curry does not make comments. And now, for the first time in a long time, he's made some comments to the media. So now, not only do you have Draymond chirping, you got Stephen Curry kind of putting the Warriors on notice, too, saying, yeah, if we're going to suck, I'm kind of out of here.
Exactly.
If you're reading between the lines.
Exactly. And I'm going to read between the lines a little further and say, I mean, there's only one trade out there that we've been talking about for 2 weeks, and that's Lauri Markkanen. So maybe I'm wrong on some of the particulars, but it sounds to me like the Warriors were really thinking, or are really thinking, about acquiring Markkanen, even if it costs maybe Kuminga and Pajemski and a couple picks. And Draymond saying that's a dumb trade because you're going to be kicking yourself in 4 or 5 years. Okay, well, the day before, Steph Curry just said, I ain't playing for a bottom feeder. So whether you like the marketing trade or not, I believe that, yeah, if you get Lauri Markkanen, you have a chance to be better next year. But I don't think you're going to be loving that trade in 3 or 4 years. So I,
but at least he's young. Like,
right.
Like Lauri Markkanen is 27. So like, at least, like, I get what Draymond's trying to say. Again, we're assuming he's talking about Lauri Markkanen. Even if maybe it was a Brandon Ingram, who's also is relatively young, right? What is he? 28, 29. He's relatively, but Markkanen is even younger than that, 27. So like, I don't even know if he's, can he even say that he doesn't know that they're going to be better or not a couple of years down the line? He's assuming too. Like, what if they trade for Markkanen and he ends up being amazing, he fits perfectly, he wins a couple All-Stars, then they are someone you have building after life of Stephen Curry and after Draymond Green. You have something to build around still, right? So even he doesn't know that. He's kind of speaking out of turn here a bit too, right? How does he know that they're not going to be good if they make that trade a couple years down the line? How does he know that?
He doesn't, but I'm with him. I mean, how will they be better 3 years from now without Steph without Draymond, without Kuminga, without Pajemski.
Oh, you don't know.
And without,
we don't know if it's both of them.
I know.
But it might be one of them.
But hey, whatever Dre says, he didn't like it. He didn't like it for 3 or 4 years down the line.
And to and if I'm Joel Acob, I say that is not your concern.
Well,
and that's exactly what I say.
And if I'm Steph Curry, deep down I'm thinking, you know what? Let's go get Markkanen. We'll be better next year. That's all I care about. And I want to keep trying to have a shot. But Draymond saying, well, no, it's time to be responsible. Like, it's Draymond saying, we've got to consider life after Curry. Like, what are you doing?
All things being equal, let's say in this scenario, Steph's, you know, talking through the media. He's saying that basically, let's make a trade here to help this team now, because right now, currently constructed, we're not good enough to win a title. So let's say Steph goes to ownership. He's like, yeah, let's do that marketing trade. But then Draymond, they ask him later on that day, Draymond, what do you think? I don't think we should do it.
Right.
Who are they listening to? Are they like, if it's, see, you have to think about it. That's not good. I listen to my star, Steph.
Right.
I do what he wants.
But right? There's a part of Joe Lacob that I was going to say doesn't listen to anybody, but apparently he did listen to Draymond last year. I get that. But I'm with you in that I'm hearing two different visions of what this team's considering doing, and I'm hearing a disagreement between our star player Steph Curry and Draymond Green. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of what Draymond said. I agree with it in theory. I'm not for trading future firsts and Kuminga and Pods for Markkanen, but I will acknowledge, yeah, it might make you better next year. So to me, that trade, whether you make it or not, is going to not dictate, but that's going to give you a window into what the Warriors' thinking is, right? I mean, it is. If they make the Markkanen trade, to me, they're saying, look, we're going to try to be as competitive as possible in the next year or so with Steph. If they don't make the marketing trade, they're telling me, yeah, we think about life after Curry because we have to and we owe it to ourselves. Well, which one is it? Which one does Draymond want? Which one does Steph want? I don't know. I mean, I do know, it feels like. So.
Well, and I think a lot of this, again, how much you want to put into it, you can if you want, but I choose to think that Steph being at the Olympics is kind of fueling a lot of this right now. I think him playing with all these stars and all these studs and all these players on legit contending teams, the Anthony Edwards of the world, the swagger that guy has, right? Say what you will at the Lakers, if they're contenders or not, but he knows how well LeBron James and Anthony Davis played together. Now they're incorporating him in that. He's like, oh man, if I could just get one of these guys on my team, right? Not to say, I don't think Lowry's on the level of those guys, but he's a damn good player, and I think he would be an improvement to what you already have on there. He'd easily be the second best player on this team right now. How much better than the next upgrade?
Right.
But he'd be the second best player skill-wise, without a doubt. I do think him playing in the Olympics is starting to, you know, fuel some of this, and Draymond Green sitting back watching, just for that. He has a lot of time on his hands. He's going to the media, going on podcasts. I think where these guys are at right now in their summers is dictating a lot of these comments.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number.
I would love to have Draymond Green on the commentary, though. Is it possible he could be doing this coverage for NBC at all? Can we get Draymond on pre- and post-game coverage for Team USA? Come on, Stein.
It's a double-edged sword.
Why?
Because I don't know.
Bobby Fitz in studio. Back to you, Draymond.
Maybe. I just want to know what Warrior fans think of it all. You get hit with a Steph bottom feeder quote yesterday, and now Draymond Green saying, oh, yeah, we had a deal. And by the way, real quick, and I'm gonna get to some calls in a second, 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump in, because I think there's more than one way to interpret all this, and we're trying to make something out of it. 650 says, I think Draymond Green was talking about the PG-13 trade. I don't know. He said a week ago we had this deal. So that tells me that it wasn't Paul George, because that was signed, sealed, and delivered by then. But who knows? Let's go to Ray. Ray is in Pleasant Hill. He wants to follow up on something you said, Spadone. What's up, Ray? How you doing?
Hey, Pleasant Ray.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.